Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Savvy Trailer Series, part of the Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes podcast. And today's episode, we're actually going to be talking about savvy business. And really, really fortunate to have not only the owner, she is a dear friend of mine that I've known for now almost 20 something years, Judy Kim, who is one of the owners of Gardena Cinema. So thank you so much for being a part of this podcast with us. Hi, Judy.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here.
Well, tell us a little bit about this, because most people don't know someone that owns a movie theater. And
I know I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And when it's
like normal people own theaters, so cool.
It's like the amazing representation you want to see in the world, and the fact that you and your family have kept it going for so long. You know, talk us a little about how your family got into it, and obviously how you are, you know, the boss of it.
Well, let's see. I guess I should just start off by saying that the Gardena Cinema has been a family operated business since 1976. And the Gardena Cinema was actually built in 1946. So it's a 75-year-old business. And out of the 75 years, my parents have been operating it for 45 years. And because they're getting older and having you know, a little more difficulty running it on their own, I started to help them operate it. And my brother has helped in the past also. But since my brother's gotten married and he moved out of the country, and so it's just been basically me and my mom and my dad. So, you know, I've been pretty much, you know, trying to establish more of an online presence for my parents' business, because, you know, I'm trying to bring them into the technological age.
It's hard to do, and especially right now during a pandemic. You guys have started to do some pivoting, which I think is also very creative and wonderful for other business owners to know that, you know, even after being very established, you're still constantly evolving and changing. So what have y'all been doing to not only stay afloat, but just kind of, right, this crazy world that we're all part of?
So for during the pandemic, you know, it's so amazing to believe that it's been over a year since the pandemic started, but I still remember clear, like it was yesterday. We were showing Onward by Disney, and I remember hearing some news, you know, segments about this virus and that there was something going on out of Wuhan, China, and that there was a potential that it might spread. And because my brother lives in South Korea, I, you know, kept in touch with him, and he was telling me about what was going on over there. And it was like March 14 or 15. And I started to talk to my parents about, hey, you know, maybe we ought to not operate the movie theater. And my parents agreed. And we decided on the 15th, or was it the 16th, we decided not to like open the theater anymore to the public. And we closed actually one day earlier than what LA County required us to close, because the next day they closed all movie theaters in the county. And it was such a weird feeling. And I remember like thinking it's only going to last for a few months, and who knew it was going to last this long, right? So we had been closed and probably until like around July. And, you know, we're already heading into our big summer month, which is when we're supposed to make the money for the whole year. Because, you know, with the single screen movie theater, You basically have to be very budget conscious because there is only a few months out of the year that you're going to make a lot of money, and all that money that you make has to last you for the rest of the year. So you basically make your money in 3 or 4 months, and then it has to last you for the rest of the eight or nine months of the year. So you have to kind of be very, very disciplined about budgeting and not spending.
And that's a perfect about this podcast. The reason is you just said something that's very important for a lot of business owners or people starting out, is that we all have specific seasons where we either make more money or the season that we know we're not. So I think it's beautiful and crucial that you already knew what your seasons were, and are starting to do things differently as opposed to other theaters. And what I love about her theater is one, it's famous because one, if you've seen the most recent like Netflix hit with Eddie Murphy in Dolomite, it's amazing seeing her theater. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. and the fact that you cater to a community, your family owned and operated. I think I love your family. Obviously it's amazing to see what they've done for the community. And now that you're pivoting, right? So what does that pivoting look like for, you know, maybe there's other people that are, you know, running their theaters or just running their business differently now.
Trying to figure out what to do, right? Through the pandemic.
What have you guys done since you technically reopened?
So I have a friend, his name's Alex Martinez, and he has this organization called LA Art Society. He came to me and said, hey, you know, I think we can make use of your parking lot. Maybe we can do a drive-in, like a pop-up drive-in, because your property's being underutilized and we can make it COVID safe. So the two of us, we planned out like the drive-in cinema, and we started operating outdoor cinema, basically in August. And then, you know, I worked with Alex until the end of the year. And then we had the big surge in like December, January, February. So we closed down during those months because honestly, I didn't want to contribute to an already bad situation. So I felt like, okay, let's not gather people in an area and just close down. And then I ended up getting COVID. And then my parents ended up getting COVID. We all ended up getting COVID. So we just said, you know what, let's shut down, let's recover. And my parents are elderly. They're like in their 70s and 80s. It was kind of scary for me because I honestly thought they were gonna, die. So, so now that they've survived and they've recovered, and we've had some time to kind of gather ourselves, we decided to open back up in March. So since March, we've been operating again as a drive-in cinema, and then with the stay-at-home order being released, and then the levels of COVID going down, movie theaters have reopened back up. But my parents, because they were actually COVID patients, they kind of are very concerned about getting COVID again, so they asked me not to open the theater back up. And so we've just basically continued with the drive-in cinema, and it's been working for us. My parents are really good about trying to judge what's needed, what's not needed. And I don't know if you know this, but like when my parents took over the business in the 70s, it was a second run movie theater, and then they saw a need that, you know, demographics of like the Latino community not being serviced for entertainment value. So there was a growing number of restaurants that provided, services to the Latino community. And there were nightclubs, but there were no movie theaters. Like the only movie theater that people knew of were like a $1 million theater in downtown LA. And so my parents decided, you know what, let's change format. And so they started showing Spanish language movies in the late 70s and early 80s. And, they knew to pivot quickly. They're immigrants and they're survivors of war. So they learned to like adapt very quickly to survive. And they did a very good thing because, that showing Spanish language movies was a big hit in our neighborhood during the 70s and 80s. And they have very fond memories of that. I joke around and I'd say, you know, like, my mom's more Mexican than she is American.
And you know, I'm like, because I know her personally, yes, I totally see it. The beautiful thing about our cultures are very, like, similar, family oriented. And obviously, being in Gardena, you have that, some of that diversity. So it's so funny to hear you say that.
So
Latina for us.
So amazing that even to this day they still put community first, and they're like, it's just safer not to open up. And
yeah, it is incredible. Yeah, so they just feel like there's no reason to do that, and we can still enjoy movies together in our cars and be COVID safe. And really, you know, like, we've gotten, you know, some of us might have gotten our vaccine shots and some of us might not have, and so, you know, just to be on the safe side, my parents are just choosing not to open up the cinema indoors. And there's a little part of me that kind of is sad about it, because I'm missing out on first run movies. Like, you know, I'm not able to play Godzilla versus Kong, which is like the number one movie in the country right now. And it's the, you know, it's generating the most revenue. I can only play that if I open indoors, but because we've chosen not to, we've decided to forego the dollars for safety, you know? So
I think, yeah. You know, we can't always think short term. And I know that the pandemic, a lot of people have literally just day by day taking it in. And the fact that you are always thinking of the larger picture, where the community will remember that in the future after this is over, be like, you know what, they chose us over profit. And yeah. I think that's a really big key. And a little side note too, most people, like I said, I've known you for almost 20 years. We met during a real estate investor club. We were pretty much, and you know, when you see other women of color in this space too, we're just like, yes. And an immigrant mentality, the family oriented, all that stuff. I think that's obviously why you and I connected. But I've always enjoyed the fact that your family has always been community based, and you have the chance to kind of sell out, like you said, really, not necessarily, but do what everyone else is doing. And I appreciate that. And that's partly why Vera and I were like, we want to have the Savvy Trailer launch to be there. And we've been telling people May 23rd is going to be showing like this special movie. And when I reached out to you, Judith, I was like, what movie do you recommend that's obviously money oriented, you know, something that people can really relate to? And you were like, Tom Hanks, The Money Pit.
The Money Pit. It's so
and you know, I was like, yes, I couldn't think of your movie.
So perfect.
And it's family oriented. And that's what you guys do, to select movies that, you know, cater to everyone, can just bring everybody in the car and still be COVID, you know, safe and not have to worry about those issues. And for you, I've always admired that you are, what I like to say, you are on your own path, like how we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always try to not only necessarily try to do your best to represent your family, your culture, and of your upbringings, but you also choose you. And I've always admired that about you. If there's people listening to this podcast thinking like, oh my God, I'm so not the typical, stereotypical, you know, woman. And, you know, what do you recommend for people that are on their own path? Because that's something that I've always admired about you.
Well, I guess for me, I've always been very, like, even though I'm outgoing and social, I also am introspective. So I'm always constantly thinking about what are my priorities, and always live by your priorities. So if you have your priorities, it's easier to make decisions that are aligned with your priorities. So you're able to say no, because as a woman, you know that it's very hard to say no to stuff, right? No matter what culture you're in, girls are brought up to say yes. Just do as I say, follow my directions, right? And so you say yes to everything. And so what saying no is one of the hardest things to do. But once you have your priorities aligned and you know what your priorities and purpose in life are, it's so easy to say no, because you ask yourself questions. I mean, that's what basically life is a series of questions that you ask yourself, and then you have to answer them back to yourself. And so when you have your priorities and your purpose in life figured out, and you live by those priorities, when people ask you to make a decision, it's so much easier to say no. And you don't have to say no and feel bad. You don't have to give an excuse. You don't have to give a justification. You just say no. And then, you know, you feel better because you realize that you just said something, you said no to something that doesn't align with your priorities. And so it makes you feel good about being who you are.
Ooh, I think that's gonna be the title of
the
no girl culture.
We're
yes. No.
That is inspiring.
That was my 2020. That was my 2020 mantra, and I think it still is for 2021. Like, how the more I say no, the more I'm saying yes to that thing.
To yourself. Allows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
To the choir. I know. I'm telling everyone, say no.
Yeah, say no so that you have the room to say yes to the stuff that's really important to you.
Absolutely. Wow, Judy, this has been spectacular. Thank you so much for opening your location to us. Thank you for being here today, for inspiring your community. We really appreciate it. Can you tell us, like, if people want to learn more about the Gardena Cinema, are you online? Where can they get more information?
Oh yeah, we're online. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Gardena Cinema, all one word. And then we also have our website, which is gardenacinema.com, and it'll redirect you to our Facebook page anyway. And then we have an Eventbrite webpage. It's gardenacinema.eventbrite.com, and that's where you can buy tickets to the events if you want to buy them in advance. You can also buy tickets to our events in advance on our Facebook events page. And let's see what else. And then we're also, I mean, we are an actual business, so like if you Google us on Google Maps, you will pop up under Gardena Cinema in Gardena, California. Yeah, so we're like, I can be easily stalked. So yeah, people can find us. We're, you know, just Google Gardena Cinema, and usually our movies will show up. It'll say what kind of movies we're going to be playing. And yeah, so we definitely, I'm very active on Instagram and Facebook. And if people want to message me directly through our Instagram and Facebook pages, I respond fairly quickly, like within 24 hours.
That's good. Awesome. Thank you for this, because I think this is people giving them an idea of how they can pivot their own businesses and maybe taking advantage if they have that parking lot space, or pairing up with businesses like you. Maybe they want to rent out a space. And for those listening that want the personal DM for our special event at Gardena Cinema, it will be May 23rd, and we'll be happy to invite you with that, because you get to meet Judy, you get to see this incredible venue and space, and once everything is open, you know, when pandemic's over, you're definitely going to want to watch a movie there. So
that's right.
Thank you for being that representation, starting the no girl culture. So for those listening, send us a message if you have any questions on how you can you know, connect with us and figure out how we can also pivot through this craziness that we're calling the pandemic. Judy, thank you again. We'll have to have you on soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.